Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we go from the secondary to the wide receiver position, and we bring in one of the newest members of the New York Football Giants. And you still be number 15? I guess you are. And that's going to be Brandon Marshall. Brandon, Joe, and Kim Jones, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, man? Brandon?
How's everything, Kim?
Everything is absolutely fine. I'm trying to figure out, as I watch tape on Evan Engram at Ole Miss, as I remember what you do, especially in the red zone, and Eli when he's had a big receiver like you, and of course Shepard and Odell, I'm trying to figure out, so maybe you can help me with what you anticipate from defenses in terms of dealing with all of you playmakers for the New York Giants?
Stopping us and our team just handing the ball off. You know, there will be six men in the box, so, you know, hopefully that opens things up for a running game, right? Think about it. You know, you have, you know, two guys that, you know, you have to double, and then you have a tight end that can, you know, really – destroy you. So, you know, I think that that's going to open up a running game, hopefully.
Brandon, we got to talk before we move on to other things. The Gatorade Beat the Heat program, which teaches athletes to stay safe in hot weather. You want to tell us about that? What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, Kim, you've been around me for a couple years now. You know that, you know, I try to do a great job of taking care of myself, and you know, I'm always on top of things when it comes to my body. And I thought this was a great opportunity, another platform for me to speak to other athletes about that. And, you know, to be honest with you, these kids are still going to eat hot dogs and hamburgers and barbecue ribs. They're not going to eat like an Eli Manning or a Tom Brady or a LeBron James. But one of the things that they control at this level is making sure they stay hydrated and taking care of themselves. One, from the standpoint of just health in the summer heat. And second, you know, from a performance standpoint, you know, if you lose 1% of your hydration, that decreases your performance significantly. So it's really important for young athletes to be aware and pay attention to that.
And you're in Wayne, New Jersey today, I believe, Brandon, with Eli. What were the kids like with the two of you? I'm sure they got a kick out of just being around you.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had an opportunity to do a little Q&A with them. We obviously spoke to them, and you know Eli. Eli, he knows how to have a good time. He knows how to keep it light. So, you know, high school athletes, man, they're looking at us. They're looking at us like, man, we want to be where you guys are at. And Eli and myself, we're looking at them like, man, those were the best times. Yeah. What we would do to go back to another game, get another game in under the Friday night lights.
Mm. Talking to, of course, one of the newest members of the Giants, Brandon Marshall. All right, Brandon, I got to go here because I'm a Jet fan for over 50 years, okay?
Mm.
All right? Now you had the greatest season any wide receiver, even Don Maynard, even Al Toon, even Wesley Walker ever had in the history of the franchise 2 years ago, okay? You were unbelievable, off the charts. Even though I'm still mad at you for throwing the ball to the Eagles that one game, but that's okay. I let it slide now. All right. Whatever. It's done now. It's done. What happened last year in that locker room? What happened after that Kansas City Chief game when basically Todd Bowles lost the team? Because that's the way it sounds to me. You know, you, Sheldon Richardson, all of that. What happened last year with that team?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me. I mean, not even like a feel.
I can't tell you.
For
I mean, so the thing that I can say is that when you're in a losing locker room, it's bad. You know, the whole season. I mean, it's one of the most volatile, disgusting environments you can be in.
Right.
You got to think about it. It's a billion-dollar business with million-dollar athletes, and there's so much pressure on a daily basis to perform and to win. And when you don't, oh my gosh, not only do you have pressure from outside, but you also have pressure from within. And, you know, if it's not all tight, and if you guys haven't all been through the ups and downs mm-hmm. together, you know, things can fall apart. And that's not just the New York Jets. That's you know, there's so many cases like this in baseball and basketball, you know, and other organizations I've been with. So to get into the nitty-gritty of it, you know, that won't be fair to, you know, Coach Bowles and the Jets, and my teammates are still there, and also the code of the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
You like that, Joe?
Brandon, you answered that brilliantly. Now I'm gonna hit you with one more Jet question, and I'm gonna leave you alone.
Okay.
All right. Was this team, because I'm still stinging from Buffalo Week 17 2 years ago? Okay, this team should have been in the playoffs. You guys were red hot. You won 5 in a row. You're playing terrific football, and you go in and you play Buffalo with nothing to play for, and the team didn't look ready to play that game. What happened? Week 17 in Buffalo 2 years ago.
Joe, it has to be a slow news day. You are going back. First, you went back to last year.
Brandon.
Now you're going back 2 years.
Brandon, you're talking to a Jet fan. I haven't seen a Super Bowl in 48 years, Brandon. 48 freaking years. Come on. What do you want me to do? What, am I supposed to be happy? Am I supposed to be like Mr. Happiness?
Like, we got to let go. You can't
never
hold
let
on
go.
To
never. I could
you
never
to be
let
able
go.
To freaking get knocked down and get back.
Never. Brandon, I never let it go.
That's the reason. Like, you have to.
What happened in Buffalo?
Whether it's the New York Jets or it's freaking a Fortune 500 company, when you fail, you have to be able to learn from it, but then move forward. You can't go back 2 years.
Brandon, I go back to 1965. I could basically break down every disaster they ever had. These things, I'm scarred. Brandon, I'm scarred. I'm scarred. What happened in Buffalo? Tell me, was the team ready to play, yes or no, in your mind?
I don't remember.
Come on. You remember? You had never made the playoffs. You and Fitzpatrick were unbelievable. It was like Namath and Maynard.
Listen.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And in that game, I mean, it was... Oh, God.
Last year, I wasn't thinking about that. Last year, I was thinking about, man, this could be an opportunity for us to freaking go contend.
Well...
The same this year.
Didn't happen, Brandon.
Well, no, it didn't.
5-11 isn't getting it done, Brandon. You know what I mean?
I know.
Brandon, if I may, I'm going to change the subject.
Yeah, go ahead,
because
Brandon
sorry,
hangs
Joe,
up on us.
Have another minute
Brandon,
Brandon,
I'm sorry. I apologize for being a Jet fan. Stupid me. You know what I mean?
Brandon, now that you've spent a spring with Eli Manning and you're there at the Gatorade event with him today, how sure are you, or are you sure? Is this the best quarterback you will have ever played with in your long career?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's an easy question. That's an easy answer.
Is he different than you thought he'd be, though? Because you already mentioned how funny he is and he likes to have a good time. I don't know that on the outside people always see that.
Come on, better than Bryce Petty? Come on.
No, my first Pro Bowl, I had an opportunity, what was that, 2008, to hang out with him, you know, the entire weekend. And, you know, so I and then being around the league, you know, for 11 years, you know, I've really had an opportunity to, you know, run into him a bunch, and he's always been the same guy that we hear about, you know, a pro, super consistent, but also he keeps things light. He's really funny, and that's what you get every single day, and I'm really excited to get to work with him.
Mm. Brandon, one more before we let you go. What do you anticipate being the tandem you and Odell Beckham Jr. could be?
You know what? That's always been my number one goal, going back to high school, college. My uncle pulled me to the side because I grew up playing running back, Kim, and I was really good at running back. And then I made the switch to wide receiver in high school, and my uncle, Kenny Times, pulled me to the side. Never forget this. I was playing football on the street. It was like 8 o'clock at night, and he said, listen, if you're serious about playing wide receiver, then this is all you got to know. You're only as good as the guy on the other side. So I've always carried that with me through my entire career, and that's always been my number one goal, is to be the best tandem in the NFL. So that's not going to change this year. Obviously, we know what we're going to get from Odell. I think there's a lot of gray in what people think they're going to get from me, because they're saying I'm old and I'm done and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just working my tail off so we can accomplish that goal.
Brandon, you'll have a big year this year.
Yeah, we don't think you're all done. I promise you that.
What's
going to
happen? You will make the playoffs for the first time in your career this year. I'm just going to tell. I am making that prediction right now. And that's coming from a Jet fan.
I'll take that.
All right?
I received that.
All right,
Brandon, thanks very much.
Brandon, be well, huh?
That's all right, be well, guys.
Take
care. Brandon Marshall. This Gatorade beat the Heat program today, Wayne, New Jersey. I did find it interesting. I know you're laughing. We have a lot to get to. From that program, though, I did think interesting. If you lose 1% of your hydration, you already feel it. That part's interesting to me.
That is interesting.
I definitely don't drink enough water. I guess that's why
I find that interesting.
Now. Well, you're a good man,
with all the I'm a good man. It's with all the ailments that I have now.
Oh, right.
Like the only things I can drink now. Here's what I drink now.
Boy. Yep.
Water.
Okay.
Tea. Coffee. That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
Nothing else. Nothing.
Okay.
I can't even have a beer anymore. It's terrible.
I see what you mean.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible. Horrible. But this is what happens. You don't want to get old, Kim, you know? That's what happens when you get old.
You don't drink anything during the show, which I find interesting.
Water occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah. Not often, though. Occasionally. Anyway, nobody cares. 877-337-6666.
I care deeply.
I understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.